Welcome to the Gorfine Schiller and Garden podcast series. Today we're speaking with Chuck Fonts, who's Director of Business Valuation and Litigation Support at Gorfine Schiller and Garden, about how companies can best manage business disruption in these challenging times. And Chuck, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well, Matt. Thank you.
Excellent. Well, thanks for joining us. And let's jump in from a high level. If you don't mind, tell us why companies should prepare for business disruption in general.
Sure. Well, certainly a black swan event like the COVID-19 pandemic that we're all muddling through right now really drives the point home. It's hard to plan for something that only happens once every 50 years or so. But now that we're in an event like that, maybe it's a question of damage control. But once we're through this, there are plenty of other situations that can disrupt a business that occur frequently enough, and some that could really happen anytime, that they can and should be thought through. And different businesses have different susceptibilities under different circumstances, but natural disasters or man-made disasters or events that have broad impacts or events that are only significant to a single company, they're all things that business owners would benefit from thinking about ahead of time when they have the time.
Yeah, that's great. I think the point there is really just always being prepared because one never knows what's going to happen. And from your perspective, what are some of the damage control steps that companies should be thinking about right now?
Well, that's a great question. I mean, this current situation has to be a contender for all-time worst-case scenario. So the most important thing, as always, is that cash is king. It's just that right now, that's even more pronounced than normal. I mean, many companies are adjusting compensation, at least temporarily, to avoid or at least delay layoffs because assembling a workforce, once people are laid off and you have to reassemble the workforce, that's costly and time-consuming. And of course, a business's capacity is going to be limited during that process. Many companies are looking to vendors as well. I just read something about the Cheesecake Factory. It publicly asked its landlords for forbearance on rent at hundreds and hundreds of restaurants. Also, problems with things like AR collections or asset impairment could have an effect on loan covenants. So it pays to be proactive and talk to your lenders about those kinds of issues. And finally, companies should be working with their advisors to understand local, state, and federal programs that can assist them. For instance, Maryland set up a webpage that pulls together a lot of information for businesses related to COVID-19.
That's great. Thanks, Chuck. And, you know, as they say, all things shall pass, and hopefully COVID-19 will pass, and it will at some certain point. And from your perspective, after this passes, what kind of things should companies think about with regards to business disruption?
That's a great question. It can't pass enough, that's for sure. But as I mentioned, there's a million different ways that things can go wrong. So maybe one way to simplify the thought process a little bit is to think about disruptions in terms of their duration, how long they last, and whether their impact is broad or narrow and specific to a particular company. And so believe it or not, the language of business interruption insurance, of all things, provides a useful framework. And I would say this framework could be a useful way for businesses to think about the current situation, even as we work our way through it.
That's great. Yeah, let's dive in a little bit more on that. Tell us, what is the business interruption insurance framework? We'd love to hear more about that.
Sure. So the goal of business interruption insurance is to put a business back in the same position it would have been in, but for the disruption. Now, insurance is a complex financial product, as they say, and this is not insurance advice by any stretch. For that, businesses need to talk to an insurance professional. But from an economic perspective, one way to think about the financial impact of a disruption is to consider three components: how long it will last, how much business will be lost during that time, and how profitable that business would have been. And then there's really a fourth thing that would include any additional expenses a business would incur that resulted from its attempts to mitigate the disruption, to put it another way, additional expenses a business would incur that resulted from its efforts to maintain continuity of business. So by reducing the thought process to three or four variables, this framework may provide a way to quickly evaluate alternative courses of action through the current crisis.
Thanks, Chuck. That's a great framework right there to put into consideration for pretty much every small business or any business going through this right now. And just overall, what else should our listeners know about managing business disruptions just overall?
Sure. Well, here again, BI insurance provides some useful ideas. it's easy to see how a business would be disrupted if, for instance, you know, the building that it's in burns down. But three things that might not be quite as obvious as that include contingent business disruption or interruption, leader property interruption, and civil or military authority interruption. And those three things are defined as follows. So contingent business disruption is when a supplier or a customer experiences a disruption and either can't supply a critical component or can't purchase the products or services from another company. So it's not necessarily just related specifically to what happens directly to an affected business, but it's what happens around that affected business as well. So it's not just issues internal to a company, it's also the environment in which that company exists. That's contingent business interruption. Leader property interruption is similar to contingent business interruption, but it involves a business that's neither a supplier nor a customer. So something like an anchor tenant in a shopping center is an example. If a Walmart burns down, the beauty products or sneaker store next door probably won't get the same amount of traffic that they would have gotten if during the period of time when the Walmart before it burned down, because Walmart drives a lot of traffic. So leader property interruption is another thing to think about when a business owner or management of a business is trying to think its way through a particular disruption. And then interruption by civil or military authority is exactly what it sounds like, an order not to operate. And in the current crisis, there's actually some question whether or not that may apply in this current crisis. But that's, again, that's a question for your insurance and legal advisors.
That's great. Thanks for that rundown, Chuck. And speaking of advisors, tell us why it's important to bring in partners like GSG into the overall planning process, especially sooner rather than later.
Sure. Well, as I mentioned at the beginning, it's hard to plan for something that only happens once every 50 years. But for situations that are more likely to occur, getting input from a range of advisors can help identify the vulnerabilities of a business, whether they're financial or legal or operational or some other aspect of the business. And those same advisors can help business owners develop plans to minimize those vulnerabilities. And the sooner that process takes place, because as you said, you never know when the next disruption is going to occur. The sooner that process is in place, the better position a business will be in the next time a disruption occurs.
Perfect. What a great way to end this podcast interview. And for all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive Gorfine Schiller & Garden interview with Chuck Fonts, Director of Business Valuation and Litigation Support at Gorfine Schiller & Garden. And Chuck was kind enough to share his insights into how companies can best manage business disruption, especially during these challenging times. And Chuck, thank you so much for your time today.
My pleasure, Matt. Thank you.